Jeff Shapiro joins us now from the Richmond Times-Dispatch for his Friday analysis of Virginia political news. Good morning, Jeff.
Hi, Wayne. Hi, Bill.
Hey, Jeff.
President Obama will be coming to Richmond next Saturday on what is called the first day of his 2012 re-election campaign, and that indicates the importance that the campaign is placing on Virginia in its newfound role as a swing state.
Absolutely. The president's going to start that day at Ohio State University.
Yep.
Ohio, of course, another swing state. Then he'll come into Richmond with the First Lady. Excuse me. They'll be at VCU. Of course, this is a reminder of Virginia's significance as a battleground state, one of seven states with Republican presidential histories that went Democratic in 2008. And of course, Barack Obama is the first Democrat to carry Virginia for the presidency in 44 years. Now, both parties are going to contest Virginia. Romney is just trying to get himself organized, coming off of this primary. But the president, who has no opposition, of course, for his party's nomination, has been ramping up his organizational presence in Virginia for some time. There are more than a dozen offices. Tomorrow there'll be this symbolic door-to-door canvass led by Mark Warner, soon to be senior senator from Virginia. His wife, Lisa Collis, and another former Virginia First Lady, Ann Holton, will be heading Women for Obama. And, of course, we know the significance of the women's vote and women's issues in Virginia this year.
A rather curious television ad has been playing on commercial stations recently. It ostensibly is touting Virginia's assets. But some wags are seeing it as a subtle ad for Bob McDonald's candidacy for vice president of the United States.
Really, Wayne, this has a lot to do with doing one thing, and that is changing the subject.
Mm-hmm.
We were just talking about women's issues, abortion ultrasounds, for example. Bob McDonald has had an answer for that. It's badly dinged his image. Lopped about 5 percentage points from his approval rating. He didn't like that sort of thing, so he is trying to change the subject, and that's what this television commercial, which is running in most of the Virginia markets, is about. Republicans believe, you know, they win if the conversation is about the economy, but they lose if it's about social issues. And so that's what this commercial, this on-the-air, over-the-air commercial, as well as online equivalents, are all about. You make the point about this audience of one, Mitt Romney. Of course, he's looking for a vice presidential running mate. Bob McDonald has made no secret of his interest in the vice presidency the other day, saying he'd be flattered to be considered by Romney. But, you know, why would he be considered? You know, one could make the argument that Bob McDonald was potentially radioactive long before that abortion ultrasound fight. You know, can you say thesis? And could, you know, Bob McDonald actually deliver the state, though the latest polls suggest he could not. But, of course, you know, the turnout in a presidential year is going to be a lot higher, meaning the overall temperature of the electorate will be more moderated, translated potentially hostile or more greater hostility for Republicans, particularly in Northern Virginia and Hampton Roads, where the votes are.
Meanwhile, on the Senate campaign trail, George Allen is facing a primary challenge from a few other candidates, and they are going to have a few debates prior to the June primary.
Right, the first of which is tomorrow in Roanoke. These debates are orchestrated and organized by the Virginia Republican Party. This is a rare opportunity for Allen's little-known and underfinanced opponents, E.W. Jackson, Jamie Radke, Bob Marshall, Tea Partiers, all to get a little extra exposure. However, these debates will not be televised, and that doesn't help Allen's opponents. It does mean that it is less likely Allen would be hurt by, say, another macaca moment.
Mm-hmm. Well, talking about television ads, there's one running attacking Tim Kaine. And a group called Crossroads is paying for that. Fill us in.
Yes, this is Karl Rove's Super PAC. This is the second time it has run a broadcast spot attacking Kaine. This time, branding Kaine and President Obama as two of a kind, you know, tax and spend liberals. Now, Kane is wasting no time in firing back. He makes several points, one of which is Virginia can expect more activity by these, as he calls them, secretly financed groups that are allowed under the Citizens United decision by the Supreme Court. Both parties will have them, and both parties will hear them and see them in Virginia. Now, also, and these are themes that you can expect to hear time and again, Kane is making the argument that Allen is the real big spender in the race. That as a senator, he voted to raise the debt ceiling on multiple occasions and to allow the government to spend money it doesn't have, you know, billions on wars, two wars, one in Iraq and Afghanistan, and, of course, that Medicare drug benefit for seniors.
A man who gained brief notoriety for crashing a state dinner at the White House some time back, he says he's going to run for governor.
Yes, Tariq Salahi. This is an example of the reality television merging with the unreality of Virginia politics. He's that famous party crasher, of course. The attorney general is investigating Salahi, alleging fraud, and Salahi is retaliating by running for governor as a Republican. This is a great example of the power of celebrity. This story was initially leaked to TMZ, the celebrity news site, and from there, the story went everywhere, and it endures.
All right. Jeff Shapiro joins us Friday mornings about this time to analyze the week in Virginia politics. Thanks, Jeff.
Have a great weekend.